the best travel bag, in my opinion.
Plus, Apple brings back an oldie but goodie.
And so many chargers.
Look, it's Micah Sargent. Time for iOS Today.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
iOS Today is brought to you by DoorDash. DoorDash connects you to your favorite restaurants in your city. Get $5 off your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter promo code iOS Today. And by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy with one click. Yep, it's that easy. For 3 extra months free with a 1-year package, go to expressvpn.com/iOS today. And by Aftershocks, unbelievably comfortable open-ear headphones. Hear music and crystal-clear phone calls like never before. Visit iostoday.aftershocks.com and use the code iostoday for $50 off the tech bundle. iOS, iOS, iOS Today time. Hello, Micah Sargent.
Hello, Leo Laborde.
Newest host of iOS Today. In case you missed last week, Megan Maroney has somehow disappeared. We floated her off the set. No, Megan's moved on. I don't think she's announced her new job yet, so I won't say anything. But she's got a great new job she's very happy about. But we were very fortunate because we were in the process of hiring this young cat. And brought him out from St. Joe, and he is now the newest Twit, Mr. Micah Sargent.
So welcome. Exciting. Thank you very much.
Great to have you.
Happy to be here.
And I'm assuming you're not an Android and Windows guy. I'm just hoping.
Yeah, you know, actually, this is all a facade. Yeah. Whenever I walk away from this desk, I put on Windows socks.
Yeah, secretly, he goes home and uses Unix. That's his thing.
Yep.
No, we knew you were an iOS fan from way back and your work at iMore and so forth. And so we were thrilled to get you on here with your shiny new 11-inch iPad Pro.
Yes, it's about the size of my hand. So
and your
stuff.
Grossly inappropriate iPad, former iPad Pro stand. That's all right. We're going to get you some stands. We'll find out. Actually, Micah was smart. He ordered the Bridge keyboard that I've been using.
Honestly, Leo, it was after the last show that we did together and you showed me that Bridge.
It's
and
really
I said,
nice.
I've got to have that. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
I've heard from some that they're having some QC problems with the manufacturer. You know, it's a small company and, you know, they were, but I think that I got the earliest possible edition. And it's been fine. There's been a, you know, occasionally it doesn't see the shift, like I have to really push the shift key. Plus, you got to get used to turning it on, which you don't have to do with a smart keyboard because it knows, it already knows.
But it's automatically.
So frequently I'll have a password prompt or whatever and I'll type and it won't notice until the fourth or fifth character. And then I forgot to turn it on.
that's where I'm supposed to. It would be nice, I think, if it had a feature where.
It wakes up. It just doesn't wake up right away.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it does eventually wake up.
Gotcha. Eventually it does. And that's to save battery, I'm sure. Anyway, I think you're going to like it a lot. It's a great stand. And the thing I love is that I can do this. I think any angle of that you want is a really nice feature. It's one of the features. Well, you can't do that, I guess. It's one of the really nice features of the Bridge keyboard that the Apple Smart Keyboard is like.
Does not do, yeah.
Anyway, today we're going to talk about Micah's long journey in a Conestoga wagon.
He went through. I got dysentery twice, but I survived because we've got modern medicine. So.
Instead of the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Left through the St. Louis Arch, I hope. You went through that arch.
The gateway to New
West.
America.
Yeah. And fortunately, the Donner Pass proved no trouble because you came in summer. That was a smart thing to do.
I did run into some water moccasins when I was crossing. I can't remember what river it was. But I got here. I finally
anyway,
got
we're
here.
Thrilled. Actually, you haven't moved yet, but you're in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so you thought today would be kind of handy since you're going to be living out of a suitcase a little bit to show some of your travel tips.
Yeah.
Good. So I brought some of mine too.
Good, because I think, you know, everybody at different times travels and we've all got to figure out the things that we want to bring with us and the things that you want to leave behind.
I spent probably way too much time thinking about that because, well, for instance, Lisa and I like to go on 3-week cruises. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to get on a boat and that's it.
It's yeah, not you're like, stuck.
You're stuck. You can't go get batteries. So you have to really kind of, and over time I've evolved, I think, a process that's pretty good. I notice you start with a backpack.
Yes. Yeah.
And I like what you have. Is that a Timbuktu?
This, Okay, so this is a Timbuktu backpack. And
you know how I know? It's that swirl on it.
Okay, yeah. So you didn't even see the
no, tag. No. It's this little, I love their logo. It
looks kind of like a little fingerprint. Yeah. Now, I have not been able to find this bag back in stock, which scares me, because here's what I love about this bag. So while I am kind of I'm a bit of an overpacker, I'm a huge planner like you.
Wait till you see my backpack.
And there's something about not wanting to look like I've got a bunch of stuff with
me. Yeah, because, you know, people like Patrick Norton, who's a big guy, you feel like as big as he is, as stocky as he is, his backpack could actually tip him over backwards. It sticks out this far.
Yes.
He looks like a peddler. He's like got everywhere in town.
I've got...
10 cups here. You got your flatware.
You need some thread. I've got that.
Yeah, anything.
Toilet paper.
So that's the challenge, is to pack light but complete.
And here's what's great about this bag specifically. And so I think, you know, find the bag that does this if you are kind of the light packer. They made it so that the bottom pouch is sewn with the pocket sort of inside the bag. And what that allows you to do is put your big MacBook charger, your big cables and stuff. And when you zip it closed, it sits inside of the pocket of the bag as opposed to bulking out.
So it's like a marsupial backpack.
It is. Yes. This is my kangaroo backpack. And that's really the big reason that I love this bag. It feels still small. It's not like, like you said, it being a big peddler with everything. And there are plenty of pouches where I can store everything that I carry with
me. You want to see my backpack?
I would love to.
In contrast to yours.
Yeah, let me keep this up then. Oh, it's also got a bottle opener. I do want to note.
This is a peddler's backpack.
But it has your name on it. That's kind of
nice. I know. That's really vain and stupid. But this is a Tumi, which is a kind of a high-priced...
it's not a Tumi.
It's a Tumi. Fancy brand. And one of the things on the Tumi, and this is leather, which is another reason that actually I'm sometimes reluctant to take this, because it looks like there might be something expensive in it, right?
Yeah. It's real leather?
Yeah. And I thought, well, if I put my name on it, nobody will steal it.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah. Mm. But I love Tumi stuff. Mm-hmm. I really do. And they also have a serial number inside. So if you lose it and you happen to find the one honest person in Budapest, they can email Tumi.
Okay, that's
and Tumi will
that's
say,
neat.
Oh, that's Leo's, and here's how you get it back to him. But just like yours, it lacks, and I wish it had. The other bag I often use, it's more dressed down so it doesn't look so valuable, mm-hmm. is from eBags. And it does have a little front pouch for the power supply. And I wish this had that. But it is
nice.
Pretty hefty, and it has a big slot for the tablet or the pad, right? So that your laptop could go right in there.
Yeah, mine goes inside the main pouch.
The other thing I look for, and I don't know if yours has this, but I like to keep my keys in my backpack.
Yes.
Do you have a little key hook, a little chain?
So that's the one thing. I forgot that this didn't have a hook, so I was trying to find it to put my keys on, and it doesn't have one of those.
Yeah, see, I think that's a feature that it would be nice to have.
I'm literally going to sew one into this bag when I get back.
So the reason that you could do that also is because if you've got a lot of stuff in your bag, you can fish your keys out.
Now, Leo can't find them, though, so he's kind of...
So I lied. What the hell is going on?
Where's
my
hook?
Did you steal my hook? It's in here somewhere.
Oh, my stars. Where is my hook?
Oh, wait a minute. See, it is there.
Oh, there you go.
So you just pull on that, and there's your keys.
Nice.
It's not an easy thing, but you can get it out that way. So, and this, by the way, another thing I recommend, and I don't remember where I got this, but this is a keychain. It's not one of those.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's a chain, but what it does have is a quick release. So you could
better.
Just quickly take keys off and on of it. So if you you pull up and you want to give the valet Parker your key, it comes off very easily. And it goes back on very easily without having to thread it through.
I like that. I've got...
Yeah.
I don't know if I have them with me now to show off my own sort of quick release thing.
That's key, isn't
it? Key. Very good. I like that.
Get it? And there's the serial number. See the barcode and everything?
Now,
that's unique
write that
to each
down.
Bag. Yeah, write that down. So if you find my bag... You know where to...
So this...
Oh, wait a minute. Now this I'm interested in.
This is called the Night... Here, let me see if it's better on the iPad.
Isn't it funny how geeks love stuff like this?
Geeks love stuff like this. And each of these, you can get them in locked... ones that have locks on them. And here, let me make sure.
So they're not removable.
So they're not easily removable.
Good.
Or you can get one that don't have this plastic thing. So I twist this plastic thing, and then it allows me to open up that carabiner clip, essentially. And then
okay, I like that.
Come off, I can slide it back on, and then if it's something that I'm going to be taking off and on a lot,
yeah,
then I will keep this plastic part unlocked. But most of these keys stay on.
So it's kind of locked in. It's not easy for the valet to take it or whatever.
Exactly.
Look what you carry on there.
Now this,
aren't you a smart fella? Oh wait a minute! Now stop! Oh stop! So you have the adapter for the lightning to headphone adapter for your iPhone. But in order to carry it on the keychain, you've carried something special on the keychain, which is a little one of those jacks, like a headphone jack.
Mm-hmm.
But is it specially? It's designed for a keychain because it has a little loop on it.
Yes, and I wish I could remember the name of this company.
I've seen people make them, but it's nice that you could just buy them.
Yeah, Amazon, and they're like super cheap too.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
So it's really nice to always have that. The problem is now that I've gotten so used to it being on my keychain, I forget that I have one on my keychain, so I'm always grabbing an extra one.
Yeah.
So maybe that's nice because I've got one extra just in case where maybe I wouldn't
have
passed.
The worst thing in the world is to get on an airplane
for
a long flight with small children and you have no way of using your headphones.
Or just with my own thoughts. Like, I don't want that.
I don't want my thoughts.
Yeah.
No.
Put my thoughts away,
distract
please.
Me. Now, can I ask you about power? Because I feel that power is one of the biggest issues when we're talking air travel.
Yeah. And depending, you know, you might run into that issue, kind of like what you're talking about. If you want to be able to listen to music or listen to podcasts or play games, then that screen's going to be on a lot, especially for games or movies. And so I've got a few different solutions that I like to use for that on the plane. And I'm a big fan of Mophie's different products. And this is called the Mophie Power Station Plus XL. And here's what's neat about this. It comes with an included lightning adapter.
I never have the adapters I need.
That's just part of it.
Yeah.
And so it very easily slides out. And what I like too is that it's about the size of, let me put this back on there, of my XS Max. And so I can.
Oh, it is exactly the size.
Put my phone on there and stick that in, and then it's good to go. Now, what's kind of cool about this as well is that it itself, along with being charged via, it charges with a lightning cable. So you don't need to bring.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it charges. Oh, so Apple handy. And Mophie partnered to provide this functionality. You don't need to bring an extra cable with you, or if you forget that cable, I feel like everybody's always going to bring their iPhone cable at the very least if you've got that device. But this allows you to charge both your phone and your charger itself with a lightning cable, and it's got pass through. So at night, I can set this down. I can set my phone on top of it. I can plug it in. I can then plug the charger into the wall, and it will charge my phone first and then charge my battery pack, which is really nice. And then last but not least is that it also is wirelessly chargeable. So it can't wirelessly charge, but you can put it down. I love how Leo's just digging everything out of his bag. But you can put it down on a charging mat, and then it will charge. And if you like to be, while Leo continues to dig here, I'll tell you about my other charger.
I found it. I finally found my charger. I had to empty my whole bag.
This one charges via USB-C, and it lets you charge, with a normal USB-A cable. But this, my
What's
dear
that?
Friends,
What's that?
Is a wireless charger.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it's not, of course,
charging.
It's a little bit picky. There we go. It's a little bit picky about placement.
Yeah, that's always the problem with wireless, isn't it?
Yeah, and so I've had good luck with Mophie's chargers that sit on the desk, but with this mobile charger, it is a little bit picky. But I used it. I didn't have a way to charge on the plane because I can't remember. My cables were buried or something. And so, I was listening to a podcast with my headphones that we'll talk about soon. And so I didn't have a way to charge while I was listening.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. And so that's where this is great, because I was able to set this down on here
clever.
And still keep listening with my plugged in headphones.
That's so clever. You can use the wireless charging while you're listening.
While I'm listening.
I think that's what Apple intended, but they neglected to make a solution that doesn't.
Yeah, they didn't do it themselves. Exactly. And so that's the Mophie Charge Stream Power
that
Station.
That was our
wireless.
Idea all along. But they, they should have made, forget the power, whatever that silly thing was, they never ended up.
Is it air power?
Yeah. And they should have made this, but thank you, Mophie, because Mophie really does like Apple
gear and they made something.
Yeah, they made some great. And you can also, because this is a wireless charger, I could place this charger onto this one and charge it.
Wait a minute, what?
If I wanted to.
Wait, what?
Yeah, see, so this wirelessly, this has a wireless charge
So you have a battery that charges a battery.
I have a battery that charges a battery.
In case you need another battery.
And what's funny is, if you just keep switching them, it's actually a, what is that called? Thank you, perpetual motion machine.
Oh, you never run out.
Yeah, that's how that works, right?
No.
Somebody do the physics in the chat.
Talk about physics. This is an interesting thing. So we actually did a thing on triangulation and the screensavers about a new technology called gallium nitride. And it's an, so you're all familiar with the traditional silicone-based charging.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other semiconductors. They tried gallium arsenide for a while, but it turns out gallium nitride is a really good semiconductor that, okay, I'm going to use a kind of high-tech science term. I hope it doesn't scare you. It makes the electrons slippery.
Ah! Sorry, that scared me.
I don't know how it works, but it means that you can get a lot more charging in a lot smaller space. You could charge faster. Wireless charging is more efficient. We're going to see more and more gallium arsenide technologies. But this is one of the very first. This is from Anker. It's called the PowerPort Atom. Now, I'm a big fan of PD.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean what you think it does. It means power delivery, and it uses USB-C.
Right.
Now, the problem is, of course, you have to have a cable. I use Nomad cables because they're braided.
They're gorgeous.
And they have they come with a little strap. They're also a little pricey, but I feel that they last longer than Apple's.
And I'm pretty sure they've got great protection if it breaks. You can
bring it back.
You can leash a hippo with it, and even if it rips at that point, you could still get it, get a new one replaced.
So the thing that's cool about this is a 30-watt charger in what looks like just a little plug that that's got
30 watts of power delivery.
Yeah, so that means it's ample to charge your iPad Pro, for instance,
and it's the size of the old iPhone cube.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger, but it's like a golf ball size. I guess that's why they call it the PowerPort Atom. That makes no sense. But anyway.
I like that theory.
I'm excited. I think we're going to see more gallium nitride technology. It's not expensive, but I really do like the fact that you got a lot of power in a very small. So this is a good little traveling thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I carry it around, and I really love PD. The sad thing, of course, is that you'd have to get a special Type C to Lightning connector if you wanted to charge, which I have plenty of. If you want to charge your iPhone, but I really like Type C.
Let's just compare here. This would be
the Apple
for my
laptop charger, right? Now, that's, I think, 80 watts, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still, I mean, this is pretty good. This is actually Anker's version of that, which is their PowerPort Atom big one for big boys. For big boys. And I've never opened this one up, so let me take the tape off.
So small.
Isn't that great?
That's lovely.
I'm very excited about this technology, and I think gallium nitride is going to be a
gallium nitride. I think I take a vitamin in the morning.
I need my gallium nitrides. This is the PD2, so it has a dual. It also has a light here, which shows whether things are charging, which I really like.
I love that.
And so that's about the same wattage, I think, as yours. But it's, well, give me your big one, you can see the difference. So there, you know, it's not massively more compact.
And there are two on it.
But size, I think, makes a big difference. And yeah, you could charge your MacBook or your MacBook Air or your MacBook Pro, as well as an iPad with one device, which I think is really handy.
That's
so these
lovely.
Anchors are these new, there it is. That's this. Oh, it's only 60 watts, but that's still enough. USB-C charger, also using gallium nitride. So they call these the Atoms. And I think we're going to see more of these. This is one
Absolutely.
Of the very first I've seen out there. I'm kind of all into power, and I'm all into Anker. And
I'm
I like
really
this.
Into Anker for
Have you
sure.
seen this Anker? I've
no.
shown this before. This, if you run into a giant,
as one often does.
Go ahead, give me the two shot here, because what you could do is you could swing this around.
Oh my god!
And you can just clobber them.
Yes.
Okay, or you could plug it in the wall.
Oh, that's not as.
This
fun.
Is also from Anker, and so this is another solution, because hotels never have. More modern hotels now finally are putting in plugs, right? Mm-hmm. But usually there's one plug. You have to unplug the lamp. But see, this way I'm fine, because this is from Anker. It has 1, 2, 3 regular, you know, power plugs. What do you call those? You know, the ones that would looks like the guy screaming. And then
plugs, I think.
Plugs. Yeah. And then it has three, what Anchor calls their IQ USB charging, which means it will be smart about delivering enough wattage to the device. It draws the device. You have one of those as well.
This is just, here, let's
that's
bring
IQ
it over.
Charging. Yeah, that's the same. I love this because you've got four ports, one device. So you plug this into the wall. But I wish this had maybe a little bit more. There's one other negative thing on this Anchor. This is, what do they call this? Their PowerPort Cube. The one other thing on this Anchor that is a little annoying, but I think there's I'm sure there's a reason they do this. You don't get USB power unless you push this button on.
Oh.
So you can plug it in. You'll get power on all the regular plug sockets, but you don't get USB power unless you turn it on. So sometimes I'll forget to turn it on.
Now,
but
does pushing the button turn off the AC power, or do those...
No, AC power continues. It's just the USB. And I think I think some people don't want their stuff charging all day. Right?
Yeah.
So they like the ability
fair.
To turn it on and off without unplugging it. I guess that's the theory. But anyway, just a little note you got to remember to turn it on.
How hefty is the actual cube?
Well, so you don't mind packing that in your bag or anything? It's pretty light.
The one thing I would worry about is setting it down. I plug it in because this cable's so thick that it'd fly off the table.
You see it's moving around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're right. On the other hand, if you plug it into a bunch of stuff, it's going to kind of stay where,
that's
where
true.
It belongs.
Yeah, that's true.
But that actually is a problem. But again, I don't want it heavy.
You don't want it exactly.
I'm putting this in my backpack.
It's a trade-off there.
I have two of them. Lisa gets one. I get one whenever we travel. And after trying a lot of these different power
solutions.
I
like that.
This is, I think, the most compact and really great. You mentioned batteries. I'll show mine one more battery because this is, again, Power PD. Another great Anchor's kind of be the
Anchor
king
does
stuff,
a great
right?
job with it. Yeah.
This thing is massive. So we haven't talked about watt hours, but the number of watt hours in a device will tell you how much you could charge. This is a 20,000 watt hour device. So it's pretty heavy, mm-hmm. but you can charge up a lot of stuff. It's got PD as well as IQ USB type A charging. It's got, I like this, a
the
button.
Indicator lights.
Got to have that. And then when I pack it, it comes with, and one of the reasons it's a good deal, it comes with a PD charger, so you can use that to charge it up. It uses PD to charge as well. And so I pack in this little ditty bag the cables I need, the USB charger,
beautiful.
And a 20,000 milliamp hour. And that's really the only battery pack now I carry on my trips because that can charge everything.
Well,
with 20,000 hours, you could charge a phone and an iPad and even keep a laptop going. So this is pretty good. I think this delivers... It's not a super high wattage. I think it delivers 30 watts, maybe 50. But I like that.
What I like about these different devices is it's kind of that anxiety of it, like you said, if you're on a cruise ship or you're on a plane even,
you can't get
for that short period of time,
there's
not a whole lot you can do to sort of I forgot to bring this and I need this.
And probably when you came to Petaluma you were worried about one thing particularly.
I don't know what he's going to say.
Water quality.
Oh,
so
yes.
And Anthony, I found this. So next time you go to the Philippines, you can have it. This somebody sent me this. I thought this was so clever. This is the SteriPen Traveler, and this sterilizes water. So it's an ultraviolet light.
I'm
pretty sure this end comes off. If it doesn't, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Let's see. Push twice for 0.5 liters. Push once for a liter. What it does is it comes on. You put this in the water. That's UV sterilization.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to turn it on because I don't want to blind you.
Good.
And then, although if you misbehave.
But you can't get it off in time before I run away.
I know. That was a little hard. Actually, it's probably good it doesn't fall off because this is fragile. But you put that in the water. It times it automatically. So that's why you have one push for a liter, two pushes for half a liter. And you can sterilize the water and make it safe to drink.
That's incredible.
Isn't that handy to have?
Yeah.
So when you travel, if you are going somewhere where you're not sure, you know, a lot of times they say don't drink the water in various countries. This is a great thing to have if you're one of those people who, you know, says, well, I can only drink bottled water, but that I don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I don't trust the bottled water. You can use
this. Whoa, that's a whole new level.
Well, I hate to say it, but there are places where they take bottles and they refill them with tap water and they use a little glue to seal it up, and you think it's a clean bottle of water, and it's not. So
that's why I haven't had any water in the past 5 days.
Don't come to Petaluma unless you got the SteriPen.
SteriPen. Really, Leo, I was hoping you could show us the Grit-It, because...
Oh, isn't this great? Do you use these two?
Yes, yeah. And I cannot find mine. I'm so sad.
Andy Anacco told me about this years ago, and I now have a whole host of these. So the idea, everybody... You know what? Every geek knows about the Grit-It by now, I hope. So. So it's got a, this is the small one. They have various sizes. Mm-hmm. This has a little pouch. I keep my USB keys in there because I always carry about 300 USB drives just in case. And then I kind of removed cables so you could see what I could do here. It's got, these are elastic bands, and they're all different shapes and sizes and directions. So it's easy just to strap the things you need right into it and remove them very easily. So really it's a cable tidying or cable organizational tool.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, I love these little snaps. Whoa. If Megan were here, she'd remember his name. We have a leather worker who comes by every once in a while and drops these off. He makes
these.
That's
so nice.
Isn't that clever? And you could put them, so it bundles up the cable in a way that's makes it very compact. This is another thing I always travel with. This is a micro router. So this is from the folks at Wi-Fi Consulting. They're a Washington-based VPN company, and it's tinyhardwarefirewall.com. This plugs into your USB port. You pair it up to the hotel's Wi-Fi, and then you use this instead of the hotel's Wi-Fi, and it's got built-in VPN and a Tor router, too, so you get an anonymity and security. And what this will do is, you know, you plug it into your laptop, or another reason it's great to have a good a power battery, you can also plug it into here. You know, this is the anchor, and it'll boot up, and then... I know this becomes a Wi-Fi access point, which I can join I think it's up to 5 different devices. So you can, everybody in the family can access this, and this accesses the unsafe Wi-Fi.
I love that. How did I not know about that?
Yeah, Tiny Hardware Firewall. They make a variety of them, and I've kind of keep up on what they've got. This is the most compact. It's the size of a USB key, and so I can keep it on my Cocoon Grit-It, but I've always got it. So now with both lights lit up, it is... You can configure it from your browser and your phone or your laptop or your iPad. And once you've got it configured, you create a Wi-Fi access point with a name you know and a password you know. And you can give that to everybody in your party.
I love that.
And you're all set up. So this is really great. And with a 20,000 milliamp hour battery like this, this is going to last, several weeks.
That's good to go. I'm sure it's just sipping on power.
That's the micro router. They make a variety of them at tinyhardwarefirewall.com.
I was just going to mention the less fashionable solution, but
one, a good one
that I just Velcro cable ties.
I buy those in a roll.
Hook and loop. Yes.
Velcro.
Hook and loop fastener cable ties.
Velcro.
I absolutely do buy these in, it's like a roll it's 3 rolls usually that I get.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I can always find cables to put them on.
Yeah.
And I introduced my family to them recently, and now they're all using them on everything. And I just think they're lovely.
The only reason it's good to get a roll because they come off. And so when they're no longer on the cable, it's easy to lose them, but they're cheap.
Yeah, well,
they have
the little, got a little pocket.
Yeah, or little holes. So I guess they don't come off. Okay, I take it back,
And a little... A tip for folks out there who are using hook and loop fastener cable ties. Last time I was on this show and I talked about Velcro cable ties, I got some mail about the fact that I'm not supposed to say Velcro. So
that's BS.
Yeah, it is BS.
You say Kleenex?
I say...
Do you say Xerox?
I say tissue paper for my face. I never say Xerox. That's 1920s.
This is up to the Velcro company to enforce their trademark, but everybody knows it is Velcro. So we're going
to
call it.
You're not supposed to say Photoshop as a verb either, but
right.
I do. Anyway, Velcro, hook and loop, I don't care. These are wonderful. But my tip is...
I think if you say hick and loop, they think you're talking about the governor of Colorado. I don't think they really understand. I mean, Apple says hook and loop because they have to, because they're a big company and they can't say it's a Velcro because it isn't. But these are Velcro.
These are Velcro
brands. They are Velcro.
So I can say that.
Yeah.
So with these, the thing that I recommend is to make sure that the... the loop side is on the outside.
And why is that?
Because the hook side loves to catch onto things.
Oh,
it's
you're
tiny,
right.
Tiny, tiny, tiny little hooks. And so you put it on a shirt, you put it on some a blanket, you start to get little fuzzies all over
all
the cable.
All this time I've been doing it wrong.
I learned it the hard way, and finally I realized, oh, I just need to put the loop side
loop
on
out,
the outside.
Hook
yeah,
in.
Loop out, hook in. That's how that dance goes, right?
Holy cow.
Loop out, hook
it's,
in.
It's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Do yeah. the hook and loop and
hook
shake
and
it all around.
You know how it is when the plane's going down and the lights go out and there's just got that lighting strip, but you can't see anything? Just like this?
Yeah.
That's why I have this.
Ooh.
This is the awesomest thing.
Where do I go?
It's blinding me. It's the Lil Larry. It actually has several modes. It also has... This is
safety.
If you're on the road and your car broke down or you're on a, you know, you have a flat in your bike, you could put this red flasher out. It is a really bright LED light. Nowadays with LED lights, there's no reason not to have a flashlight in your backpack.
Exactly. You can get them so small.
They're small. They last forever. The batteries, you know, remember the old days of flashlights, you know.
Huge D batteries.
You'd need it and it'd never work because the batteries are drained by the time you open this thing. I don't think I've ever put batteries in it, and it just goes and goes and goes. The Little Larry, for the next time, the plane's about to go down. And then when you're in the water, you got the red thing,
yeah,
and you'll be
here.
The first to be picked up.
How nice.
How do you like that?
I like that.
I have
for
a kind of disaster times. Mentality.
Yeah, for all the times notice. There's been disaster when I was on a plane, I know about the Little Larry
I've
now.
Shown this before, but I'm going to show you because I don't think you know about this.
Well, right now it looks like gaffer's tape on a pin.
That's exactly what it is. And I credit Johnny Jett, the world's greatest traveler, with this. In fact, this used to be a bigger roll of gaffer's tape. But the last time we traveled, Michael's bag got fell apart, got a crack in it. This is a lifesaver. You should always have a little, just, and I put it on a pin because I don't want to carry a whole roll of gaffer's tape with me. But you always have a little bit of... Not duct tape. Duct tape is probably not the ideal tape for this. Gaffer's tape is easy to remove, and unlike duct tape, is easy to tear off a little piece of. That's the key to gaffer's tape. So whenever, you know, this is so good to have in your backpack. It's a pen, so you can fill out customs forms, and I just rolled a bunch of gaffer's tape around it. You could buy gaffer's tape on Amazon or somewhere. It's a special kind of tape. Gaffers are the guys who do lighting or gals who do lighting on movie sets. And so this is a tape that's used widely in studios. So we have tons of rolls. In fact, we have so much gaffer's tape. Burke uses it to build pseudo Macintoshes and things like that. But this thing is a really, for literally strong enough to patch a suitcase. We got Michael home because, and that's why my roll is low. So I'm going to have to add some gaffer's tape to my pen.
Well, and speaking of that, a pro tip with gaffer's tape. So light is incredibly important when it comes to sleep. We know this about blue light.
You can put it right over your eye.
You put it right over your eyes. If you get Bell's palsy, you can tape your eye down. I'm really concerned that's going to be tough to come off with those eyelashes you got there. But we'll let Leo hang out there. Light is incredibly important. We have these little tiny organs in our brain. Their function is to see light and then by determining the amount of light.
Wake up.
Actually, it said it's sleep. It determines when it should be releasing sleeping chemicals.
Yes.
And so
melatonin.
The reason I'm talking, and the reason I'm talking about this is because oftentimes I will go to a hotel room or what have you, and
light.
There's always some indicator
LEDs.
Lights everywhere or those, and I don't know why
you
they do alarm clocks
off.
With blue tape. Yes. You
whenever,
tear little bits off and you cover those little holes up.
Micah has stayed in a hotel room. All the little LEDs
are covered.
Are covered.
It's true, though. It's. I didn't do it this time.
Let's see how easy it is to just make little pieces just right. The other thing
this
is handy
for. Do it in your
home,
too. Seriously.
And you can also use clothespins for this, but I don't want to carry clothespins around. Is taping the curtain shut because the curtains in hotel rooms never fully.
Stay. Yes. You're like, why is there just this bright line of sunlight? And of course, it always
so
directly
annoying.
Hits your
you
eyes.
You don't see it when you go to bed at night, but you sure do in the morning.
You wake up and it's like,
good morning. So, yeah, you can make these small enough that you could put them on all the LEDs. That's really great. I never thought of that. another reason to have a roll.
I do it in my home too. The monitor tape. LEDs, yeah. If they don't shut off or
yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, I don't need those indicators unless I need them, and so I can just take it off to see if I need to.
I've showed this before, but I might as well show it again because this is, if you have an iPad Pro, I'm going to recommend you pick this up too. This was the Kickstarter edition of the HyperDrive, and actually, HyperDrives come in a variety of sizes and shapes. This is for my MacBook. You recognize it's got the two USB-Cs, and then it adds all the connectors. So instead of carrying a bunch, including, by the way, full-size HDMI, instead of carrying around a bunch of dongles, really handy to have. This one is for the iPad Pro, and they sell this online, HyperDrive. It's a company called Sanho. And this is fantastic. So watch what happens. I plug this in, and it's got a little strain relief lip on it.
Nice.
So it, and I got it to match my bridge case of my iPad, and now I've added input for power so I can charge it, which is really fantastic. I can get audio out. It now has an audio jack so I can use my headphones. So this is, for an airplane, a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a micro SD and a standard SD card reader, USB type 3, so a type A connector for USB 3.1. And again, a full-size HDMI
wow.
port, which means I can drive a TV with this. When you get to the hotel, most TVs now in hotels do have HDMI ports. So you can, I download a ton of movies on my iPad. I use Netflix and Amazon Prime. I'm loaded, and I can always connect this up. Because they're not, most of the time, they don't support AirPlay.
Yeah.
I was in a hotel the other day, though, that did.
I had Chromecast in
yeah,
the hotel here.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I
I'm
was like,
glad
oh, nice. I don't have to plug
that.
Anything in.
Yeah,
this is great.
Hallelujah.
I'd love AirPlay.
So these,
what's all this extra stuff you have here?
Well, this, I think it says Kickstarter. I think because I did the Kickstarter version of this, it comes with, if you wanted a little extra extension, if you wanted to not have it plugged into the side.
Oh.
You could have it. But I like it right on the side like that. And then the little screwdriver with screws to attach that.
Gotcha.
A replacement strain
that's
relief.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that that's part of the Kickstarter package rather than the general package. But HyperDrive really does a nice job. If you have an iPad Pro 11 or 12.9, the new iPad Pro, highly recommend this. Just really handy to have. I have so much more, but you know what? I think we've done it all.
There's a lot, and we've done... Oh, no, I'm just off the desk.
It is a peddler's pack.
You've got a lot there.
Would you like some twine? I can actually sell you some gaffer's tape cheap. We thank all of our fine vendors.
Yes.
Anchor, HyperDrive.
Mophie.
You know what we do with Mophie?
I got a boy before you do the ad.
One more thing.
Oh,
you bought that.
These are I have the old model, the QC 30.
35s. I love those.
These are wonderful. So
yes.
I can't survive on an airplane without my
These
QC
are the Bose
35s.
Quiet Comforts. Now, they're not the big over-the-ear ones. They're in-ear.
No, they're very
But they
nice
do have noise
in-ear.
Canceling. You'd have to remember to charge them, though, right, before
exactly.
you leave.
Exactly. So you got to make sure you're charging
it. It's that old, that old USB, micro USB connector, but. Oh, and look, you have extra dongles everywhere.
Yeah, it comes with one. It is ready to go. But this, I use these not just on planes. Anytime I don't know if I'm washing dishes or...
All the time.
All right, I can't think of what else it would be. I need to use them for vacuuming or something. Though it's great to have it anytime you've got that constant noise in the background that you just want to sort of block out.
And you know, the other thing I carry, in case I don't want to listen to music, I always carry earplugs.
Earplugs.
These are concert quality. They're a company called Eargasm. I apologize to the children in the audience. But what's nice is they come in a you know, little keychain size carrying case. And these are the in-ear monitor style flanges that really, if you get those deep in your ear, A, you can't hear a thing, and B, you can never get them out. So this is what you're looking for. They do have a little tab.
So carry some tweezers with you.
No, I've never lost them, as you can see. These, because sometimes we'll go to shows and I always forget them. So I carry these on my keychain just so that I always have, cause you got to protect your,
now
your
are
ears.
These the kind where you can still hear?
Yeah, they're designed. They're what they call high fidelity earplugs. So I don't know how high fidelity they are, but they're theoretically, they pass sound through so that you don't lose, it's not like you're listening.
You're not
to
completely
the
blocked
and,
off.
Yeah, not
you can
hearing
still,
anything.
That's good.
Yeah. And ever since I started working with you, I carry a little bit of Advil with
me. Too, actually. I've got a little bottle of unopened Advil as well.
It's only 10 doses, but it's enough to get you through the night. That's what I'm saying. What else? Oh, And, you know, pack of playing cards.
Oh, yeah.
It's always good to have those. Make sure they're sealed so that when you take the 10-year-old for a ride on the plane, he thinks you're not cheating.
Okay,
very
gotcha.
Important.
Gotcha.
Very important.
Do you have your vibration headphones with you? Because I was...
Oh, not, I love these. I actually don't wear them on the airplane.
Right, not for on the airplane, but while I was here, I had been thinking, I'm walking around, and it'd be nice to be able to hear around me.
We're going to do an ad for them in a little bit, but these aftershocks are... You didn't even know, did you?
I did not.
These aftershocks are really, really great. But yeah, they're not headphones for the airplane.
Right, yeah, unless, I wouldn't wear them on the airplane.
Unless you're so paranoid, you say, well, I want to listen to music, but I don't want to miss any announcements.
In case there's an emergency announcement, yeah. I got to get up my
actually,
little Ricky.
Might be okay for that.
Little Ronald.
But I wear them around the house all day because for conference calls and so forth. We'll talk about that in a second.
Cool.
Anything else? Did we mention everything?
I think we got it.
We have so many gadgets.
So many different things.
I'm glad to know you're a peddler too.
Yes. A peddler with a slimming pack.
My back is not slim.
And there's
hey, one thing we never have to one thing we never have to worry about, however, when we're on the road is food, because they will bring us food. Who is they? The Dashers from DoorDash. We love DoorDash. DoorDash connects you to your favorite restaurants in your city, or if you're on the road in the town you're visiting, if you're sitting there in the hotel in Petaluma and you're hungry.
They saved my life, Leo. I'm not kidding you. When I got into town, I hadn't eaten since I got on, since before I got on the plane in Kansas City.
Terrible.
I get to the hotel. I say, hey, DoorDash, boom, they come. I was so happy to see the DoorDashers.
And I always tip my Dasher because they're nice people.
Oh, yeah.
They're really great. DoorDash is really, it's an interesting company because they don't hire the Dashers. They make connections between restaurants and Dashers. But by the way, put the DoorDash app on your phone. Put it on your tablet, put it on your computer, because the time will come when you'll say, oh, I'm starving, and you want to be able to quickly pull up a DoorDash and get some food. Ordering's easy. Use the app to choose what you want. The Dasher will bring it to you anywhere. And that's, in fact, let me show you the DoorDash in Petaluma, because we have a pretty good selection. They've got all the major names, right? You've got your Subway, if you're in the mood for a sub, and they've got Wendy's. Let's see who else we've got here. Chipotle. I always get a little Chipotle. Mickey D's, El Pollo Loco. This is closed right now, but my favorite hamburger in Petaluma is The Habit. Have you tried The Habit? Yeah. Mm. Oh, it's good. Applebee's. You can get a pint of Baskin Robbins.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
They'll deliver it fast enough.
Oh, absolutely. But also great restaurants that are unique to a town that you're in. And it shows you how long it's going to take. It shows you if they're closed, which is great. By the way, it's other stuff, too. Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
What?
Fruit in Motion for delicious juices. Wow, look at all that.
Starbucks. What can I get here at the studio?
Acre, which is our local coffee company. I like it that they have both the big chains, so you know what you're going to get, but also the local restaurants. 310,000 restaurants in total. All 50 states, the U.S. and Canada, 3,300 cities. Don't worry. And, Cheesecake Factory. You know, the biggest menu I've ever seen. Go to the Cheesecake Factory on DoorDash. It's like 80 pages. You'll go, but there's everything. Anything you want, they've got.
Whatever you want. And huge portions.
Don't worry about breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or even maybe an after dinner snack. It'll all come to you with DoorDash. Right now, $5 off your first order of $15 or more. If you download the DoorDash app and use the promo code iOS today, this is actually probably the most important travel tip of the day. Every time I go anywhere, you got to have the DoorDash app on your phone. Set it up because you can get food right away. What did you order?
I got gluten-free pizza and
they have that?
Yes. This was Mary's Pizza Shack.
Oh, Mary's is good.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And then I ordered breakfast from the coffee shop you just mentioned. What was it?
Acre.
I don't remember. Yeah. And it was, oh, God.
Oh, you're living locally. That's good.
Thank you.
I like it.
But
living La Vida Local.
La Vida Local.
That's DoorDash. DoorDash.com. But actually, the best thing to do is open the app store on your iPhone or Android and download the DoorDash app. And don't forget, if you use the code iOS today on your first order, you'll get $5 off your first order, $15 or more. iOS today. And that's how we like you to do that, because it lets them know you heard it here, and that helps support the show. Thank you, DoorDash, because they help support the show. And apparently,
and me.
Keep Micah from passing out before breakfast. Did you have it today?
No, this was yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh, that's
a nice
awesome.
A nice gluten-free egg sandwich. and some chia seed pudding.
You are lucky because you are actually in gluten-free land.
Everywhere. It's so lovely. I'm walking around like, oh.
I'm surprised you could get gluten-free in Kansas City, to be honest with you. You can get ribs in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
But gluten-free, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a gluten-free headquarters.
It's
Whereas
certainly not HQ.
Northern California, you are in gluten-free land.
If you're looking for wheat, it's hard to find.
For weed?
For wheat.
Oh.
Wheat.
I was going to say, you can find weed, too. It's all legal here. Everything but wheat.
Everything
is legal.
Yeah, wheat is illegal in the state of California.
We do not allow any gluten in our town. Let's quickly scan the news. There is a story. It's not really an iOS story, but I should mention there's a big story today, which is Apple has released new MacBook Airs, which I my favorite.
Yes.
And the new MacBook Pro, lowest cost one. These are the low cost items for college. It's the back to school crowd. And if you're a college student, a MacBook Air at $999, that is the laptop for a college kid.
I agree.
It's light. It's not the most powerful, but powerful enough. I mean, I use my MacBook Air daily. Mm-hmm. I love my MacBook Air. So that's a very, very good thing.
And now if you get a MacBook Pro, your touch model, touch bar, no matter what.
Yeah, that kind of, there's no more escape. You can't escape. The MacBook Escape now has a touch bar. I like the fingerprint reader, not a fan of the touch bar.
So I got to tell you.
You like it.
I like it now. Yeah. Of course, the fingerprint reader, but the idea that I can put little quick actions up there is going to be really handy.
So there's two things now. There's better touch tool, which I really like. Get that. Because that means you can completely control it. And there's a new one that actually puts your Macintosh dock on the touch bar.
What?
And I don't know why Apple didn't think of this, but that's obvious,
that's
right?
That's wonderful.
Hide the dock, put it on the touch bar. Finally, a good use for the touch bar. Mm. They added the True Tone display to the MacBook Air. So that's, I guess, an improvement. And these are all 8th generation Intel processors. But the main thing to me is the price drop is a very
exactly.
big deal. Very big. Apple needs to have a $1,000 laptop, I think, for students.
And it's been too long for that option available. And, yep. you know, when you and I get questions, what Mac should I get? Well, I know you, and I know you don't want to spend a bunch of money, so I really don't know what to tell you.
I feel like we should do the FaceTime. So the new iOS 13 came out yesterday. If you're in the public beta, we all downloaded the public beta. And I feel like we should demonstrate this. But I don't know if we can really do it properly.
Can both of us FaceTime each other? Can I FaceTime you?
Yeah, I'm sure you can. So they're using the AR, the augmented reality. We won't. By the way, it's good you went to your phone. It won't work on anything but an iPhone XS or 10 because it – no, that it needs the face – stuff on the front of the camera, but it's going to use AR. And as you know, as everybody knows, when you're using FaceTime, you look at yourself, right?
Yes.
You're not looking at the camera.
I'll put in my number.
Your FaceTime ID in there. Cause I'd really like to see if we can get this to work. So, and I do this with my mom. In fact, when you've seen Mary on our show, you know, I'm always saying, Mom, don't look at me. Look at the camera. It's really bad on an iPad because the camera's off to the left. She says, but I'm not looking at you. I said, no, it's a little confusing. So let me FaceTime you with video. We'll just see if this is going to work. Okay, look at the camera. So that's going to be normal. Don't open your eyes real wide. Just normal. Look at the camera. Mm-hmm. Now look at me. Look at the camera. Now look at me.
Okay.
If you were wearing Old Spice. Oh, no, that's the wrong ad. That's an ad. That's pretty good. So it's subtle. And it doesn't work if you look really far off. But it does, honest to God, it's kind of creepy like the Mona Lisa. You're following me around.
Yeah, and I just don't like what it does with...
It's not doing it with me. Now watch, this is without it. Right? I'm looking at your face.
Yes, and your eyes on here looking at my face, not at the camera.
Yeah, that's because I have a lazy eye. Okay. So, I'll have my eyes wide. That is weird. That is really weird. Okay, it works.
It works.
It works. Boy, that was a long way to go.
We got there. I feel like I ran a marathon today. I'm so proud. So proud of us.
That is now available if you have the public beta version of iOS 13. It came out yesterday.
If you want to have that fun dance with FaceTime, you can do that by getting the public beta.
The App Store is 10 years old today. Or someday.
Happy birthday.
Someday in the history. That's pretty cool.
That now.
Yeah. Yeah. The design evolution
This is neat.
Of the earliest apps. So remember, we celebrated the 10th anniversary of the iPhone's release a couple of months ago. Now it's the 10th anniversary of the iPhone store. And the apps have evolved, but so has the look. Look, this is the icons that they've changed over time. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so this is a write-up on 9to5Mac that I think everybody should definitely check out.
I do like the new flat icons.
I love
compared
them.
To these modeled 3D kind They just look dated now, don't they?
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking about that, because obviously at the time we didn't feel that way.
No.
But and now we look back.
Here's like, Facebook in the early app store.
Oh, look when it got stories and no one used them. How cute.
That they all used them on Instagram, so Facebook won either way.
That's true.
This is a lot nicer looking, I think. And I'm looking mostly at the Chrome, the window, the stuff on the window.
It got less, yeah.
It's really pretty ugly with 3D, and minimal design is good. But again, it's kind of taste, isn't it?
I think it is, because I can remember being super excited about the, I think it was the Voice Memos recorder.
Yeah.
And having all of those, like, buttons I could switch and stuff.
And the velvet beige.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is Facebook's icon. Again, all the icons evolved kind of like this, because originally they had this kind of three-dimensional
Web 2.0 look, glossy,
flat. Do we all agree that's better now? Really? I think it is.
I think it is. And I think that a part of that is our displays. Their displays have gotten better, and so those flat icons can really still bring a lot to the table, whereas in the past, to sort of get anything to stand out, you had to have some gloss and pop and flash.
I think
wear lip gloss. You know, you really want to pop out.
Try to use the one with glitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that
glitter
gets
everywhere.
Right.
So I'm glad we're glitter-free these days.
Glitter and gluten-free.
Glitter and gluten-free. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we have questions, some feedback. And don't forget our app cap. And I'm just going to mention that my app cap is a returning Apple app in honor of the 10th anniversary of the App Store.
Wow.
Something that was really popular 10 years ago, and it looks that way. It really does. Our show today brought to you by ExpressVPN. You know, we were talking about this earlier. When you're in a hotel, when you're in a coffee shop, when you're on open Wi-Fi access point, everybody else using that Wi-Fi can see you and can see what you're doing. Plus, your ISP can see what you're doing. If you're looking for privacy and security, you need to use a VPN. ExpressVPN. It runs in the background of your computer or your phone. It's easy to start. There's apps for every platform. You download the app, click to connect, and boom, you're done. That's it. And you use the internet exactly as you would normally. The nice thing about ExpressVPN, they have VPN servers all over the world. So you can emerge in the public internet anywhere you want to, but it also means it's faster. And that's really important. ExpressVPN is the fastest VPN I've ever used. It costs less than $7 a month. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're not risking anything. You don't want to use a VPN and feel like you're somehow a second-class citizen. With ExpressVPN, it is the same experience. You're enjoying high speed. They're using a very new cutting-edge server technology they call Trusted Server. And here's why you'll like it. It prevents the operating system and apps from ever writing to the hard drive. So nothing can come into your system while you're using ExpressVPN and damage it. And it makes sure that they have no information about what you're doing. And that's important. You want to use a VPN provider that doesn't log, that doesn't track, that can't give your information or sell your information to anybody else. It's a whole new standard of privacy and security. A great way, another great reason to use ExpressVPN's Trusted Server. Stop hackers, stop Big Brother, stop internet companies from grabbing all your data. And don't use a VPN provider that does the same. Use one that keeps your privacy protected. It's ExpressVPN. Go to expressvpn.com/iOS today. You'll get an extra 3 months free when you buy a 1-year package. EXPRESS, Express, spell it out like the real word, expressvpn.com/iOS today. 3 extra months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/iOS today and protect your online privacy now.
They really do have apps for everything. That's what I like about them. I get it for all sorts of stuff.
And you're done. Michael from Camarillo, California says, I have a question about a product Apple bought a few years ago. And I honestly don't remember this. It was called Swell. It was a podcast discovery app that would generate a list of episodes, including old radio broadcasts, based on what you listen to. Did Apple ever absorb it into its podcasts app? I don't see recommendations in Apple's podcast. The only thing I think maybe they might have. So remember, when Apple buys companies, sometimes they buy their technology for reuse, like Texture, mm-hmm. and they put it into News Plus. Sometimes it's what we call an acquire, A-Q-U-I-H-I-R-E. They're hiring a talented engineering team and then using that engineering team. And they may not even assign them to the same product.
Right.
It is possible, and I don't know. We'd have to find a source inside Apple to tell us, because Apple never says, that the recommendations for podcasts you do get on iTunes, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess now if you're on Catalina, you'll see it in the podcast app on Catalina. Those probably, I mean, a recommendation engine is a valuable thing.
Absolutely.
It'd be my guess that they're taking the Swell team and their technology and their knowledge about recommendation engines and applying it to everything across the board.
So I like that idea. I also like the idea of, you know, the Apple has editorial teams for all sorts of different, for the App Store, for podcasts, etc.
Maybe they're just using that.
Internally, yeah. They could be using that to help them figure out what they want to recommend. It'd be an easy start rather than like trying to find all of those podcasts all over the place.
But I'll ask around. I intentionally don't maintain sources inside Apple because I just don't want to get too close to the enemy. But I prefer not to. I don't want to get in that situation. But I do. We do have people like Renee Ritchie who are well connected, and I'll ask and see if anybody knows what happened to the Swell team.
Swell?
What are they doing?
It sure was Swell.
Steve writes and says, "I found ways. This is a problem with blocking caller ID. When there's no caller ID, how do you block that person?" Now he says he found this on the web. It's maybe worth trying. It's certainly no harm in trying it. My experience is this isn't going to do much. But if you create a contact with all zeros is the phone number 000. 000000, and block that. He says that helps, but wait a minute. He is getting 3 to 5 calls a day from an unknown caller that has no number to block. Is there a way to block those? No. What I do.
That does not, that does not work. There are some other options.
Sometimes those zeros will work because sometimes so here's what's happening. It's the robocall epidemic. Mm-hmm. It is the vast majority of phone calls now on cell phones across the country, around the world. And the person who's calling you, the spammer is calling you, can literally enter in the number that they're calling from.
Mm-hmm.
And they could pick any number because there's no authentication in the system at this point. So there's no way. So maybe if you're getting robocalls and the guy's lazy, he's going 000000, and that will work. But it will not work if they're blocking the caller ID and so forth. And here's my problem. My doctor, and I bet this is true in a lot of situations because of patient privacy, always calls without caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want, I don't know, my wife to know he's calling me. I don't know. But for reasons of patient privacy, they block caller ID. There is really no way to prevent those calls from coming through. And if it's your doctor, you don't want them to come through. But here's what I do. I use Google Voice, and one of the features of Google Voice is a free service from Google. You could set it up right now, voice.google.com. You could create a new number, or if you want, port your old number over to it. I would create a new number and start giving that number out. But you can say what call handling goes on. And so if it's somebody in my favorites, they go right through. If it's somebody in my contacts, you can decide whether they should go through or not. You could. They have call screening. So you could say, make that person announce themselves. And you could do that with... If there's no caller ID, you could say, make that person announce themselves. I'll be honest, with no caller ID, I say straight through to voicemail. My phone doesn't ring. I don't see that person. And I figure if it is my doctor,
leave a voicemail.
Maybe they won't. Maybe they don't. Maybe they'll say, this is you know who. And I'm I have your test results. So call me.
Quickly.
I don't know. I don't know if they would do that. I don't get any calls from my doctor, so maybe that is working. Now, you have a third-party solution that works very well, I think.
Yeah, so I don't know why it's not loading right now, but normally it does work.
Probably because you're on iOS 13.
That's what it is. I've ruined everything. There are two options I want to talk about. Not every carrier is going to have the same feature sets available, and the problem with... A lot of times I kind of recommend against using carrier stuff. They've got like, just download our app and then you can track the location of your phone.
I don't want to do that because they can too.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
However, I use AT&T. One of the things that AT&T does have is a very nice feature for call identification and blocking that happens on their end as opposed to on your phone locally.
I see that now on T-Mobile, too. I think a lot of T-Mobile the callers are doing it, and they'll say spam detected or spam, possible spam. And I like that. And there is a new technology that's coming called Shaken and Stir, and a few carriers... They're apparently Bond fans.
Yeah.
A few carriers are starting to adopt this, and this is an authentication. Remember I said that you can right now, just like an email, use any phone number you want and spoof it. And that's the thing that's most annoying to me when I get a call from our area code and my exchange. Is that my neighbor? Is there an issue? Is it the school calling? What's going on? You almost feel like you have to answer that. So Shaken and Stir are two protocols. One has to be used on the calling system, I think that's Stir, and one on the receiving system that's Shaken, and it authenticates. It says, no, this person is calling from this number. It is one of our numbers. It's one of our subscribers. And then the incoming company can validate that. And what they can do, if they wish, is say, well, if that's not the real phone number, we'll block it. So this is a really, I think, an important technology. It is not fully adopted yet. It's coming out. The FCC is really encouraging it. I think more and more companies are saying they're going to do it. By the end of the year, it would be my guess that Shaken and Stir will be implemented on all the big carriers. And you will, and this might solve this bane of robocalls. At least it'll solve number spoofing, and in particular neighbor spoofing. That's what that is when they do the area code and the exchange you're from. It's called neighbor spoofing. It is illegal, but most of these callers are from outside the United States, and they're immune to prosecution. So it's not stopping anybody.
And I don't think I mentioned the app.
What was that?
RoboKiller.
RoboKiller.
Yeah.
So there's Nomo Robo. There's RoboKiller. There's TrueCaller. Most of these require some cost, usually minimum. The reason I don't use some of them, and I'm not sure about RoboKiller, but Nomo Robo requires you route your phone calls through their servers. And I don't want to do that either.
Right.
I don't want them to have my phone calls. So that's really the only way they can do it, because they have to look at the call, see what it is.
So is that how Google Voice works? Through their servers?
No, it's what it is. It's really a virtual switchboard.
Okay.
So I love Google Voice. And the reason I use it is because I have multiple phones. And so I have one Google Voice number, and that rings up to five different numbers. So the number I just gave you, for instance, is not the actual iPhone number. It's my Google Voice number.
Gotcha.
And that will ring my iPhone, my Android phone. It'll ring my computer, my home phone, up to five numbers. At no cost. This is a free service. It does all of that great caller ID stuff. There's a lot of nice features to it. I hope they keep going. You never know with the
Google Reader. Google, yeah.
Yeah, never know. But voice.google.com, for now, it's free and a great service. They bought a company called Grand Central that did this, and they offer it, and you can choose a number. And I actually chose a vanity number and this is a little pro tip, that's not in my area code. It's in Baltimore.
Oh,
so if I get a phone call from Baltimore, guess what? It's spam.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody in Baltimore. And if you're in Baltimore and you've been trying to call me, I'm sorry. But that it's true. I get so many calls from the 302 area code. And I know immediately, that's a spoofed number.
That's smart.
Clever, huh?
Yeah.
One more.
All right.
Should we do one more, and then we're going to get ready for our app caps. Paul from Los Angeles via Sydney. So I guess I should do it like this. Good morning, gentlemen. No, maybe I shouldn't. I'm a former film journalist about to write a book which will include interviews with Australian filmmakers and actors who made it in Hollywood that I knew in the early days. People like Hugh Jackman, Mel Gibson, Nicole Kidman, three of our favorites, right? Anyhow, I want to know what the best iOS transcription and recording apps are available for either in-phone or in-person interviews. Thanks. And I have some great recommendations because...
We just share one on iOS today?
We did. Yeah. And I wish I could remember what the name of that one was.
Yeah, no, I'm just struggling
I have it on here. Otter.ai. This is one solution. This is actually not the one I got from Farhad. But this is a very cool one for meetings. You get 10 hours, I think, of free minutes, but you can pay for more if you want. 6,000 transcriptions minutes per month if you pay for it. And it's only $10 a month, so I think that's or $100 a year. I think that's very, very fair. But 600 minutes for free, it uses real transcriptionists. It's not using computer transcriptionists, which is great. And this is really designed for recording meetings. So this is a really good one. I use also use Record Up, which is something that this is, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, this is the one that I'm going to link it to my Dropbox, because that way when you record something, it automatically goes to your Dropbox. Hold on a second. Allow. Okay. So this is Record Up. You can use this to record conversations, phone conversations, or so forth. It goes to Dropbox, and then you can see it's uploading it immediately.
Oh, how nice.
Which is really nice. And then that's all it does. It records. It'll record in the background. You can have it on higher quality. You can actually have it record on launch, which is great if you want to catch your boss in the act. You just, hey, you know, it starts recording right away. Say it again. So Farhad wrote a great column called, I didn't write this column, I spoke it. Now, he's similar to what you're doing. He's using Record Up, a cloud-connected voice recording app. We just showed that, that records. So if you want to do an interview or whatever. And then he uses Descript. Now, this is a website, but there's also an app. Descript is a really interesting idea. They will do transcriptions, automatic and human-powered, of whatever you send them.
Hmm.
So this is this is what Farhad uses. He's a he's a very well-known journalist. He was for a long time the technology journalist at the New York Times. He's currently opinion writer there. But this is a fantastic tool. And I've been very impressed by what they do. You could do it through the web. I can't remember. I don't see an app on my iPad, so I think that's probably how I'm doing it, is through the web.
The web.
But they will do transcriptions. It's fairly affordable. Otter, you get a certain amount of basic for a month, 15 cents a minute if you pay as you go, $20 a month, you get 4 hours a month, you can export and edit audio and video, uncompressed audio, video support, unlimited version history. The idea, which would be great of this, is that for people with video, you could add transcripts to your video, things like that. I think this is just a great solution. This is what Farhad recommended, Descript. And then again, otter.ai, I think, is also very good. And then Record Up is the app that I was using. Although there are a great many apps on iOS. Just Press Record is the one that I use because
Apple
it has
Watch.
A Apple Watch version.
I remember Serenity Caldwell famously was very into that one.
So if audio quality isn't key, and by the way, the Apple Watch actually is surprisingly good audio recording quality. But if audio quality is not key, just the ability to, no matter what, wherever you are, press a button, and you can put that button right on the watch face and record the conversation you're having is really, really useful.
Because I'm a spy.
Yeah. Now, he mentioned he does it on the phone. It's a little more complicated with the phone, but you can get devices that will connect to the phone and record. The device that does it the best is called a Henry box.
Oh.
And you can look around and find Henry boxes that are designed. It went in the early days of Twit, before we had all this fancy technology, I used a Henry box to record the Skype audio and so forth. So that might be just a little additional hardware you'd need.
Now, is that spelled H-E-N-R-I or H-E-N-R-Y?
It is spelled not like your chihuahua, but like my son.
Gotcha.
With a Y.
With a Y.
With a Y.
Gotcha.
All right. There's our questions. Let's get to our app cap in just a moment, but first, we were talking about open-ear headphones. These are the king of the hill. I love our Aftershocks. And, you know, I do have the case, and I carry them around with me all the time. Aftershocks use a patented bone conduction technology, which is really kind of amazing, because they don't go in your ear. We just saw a piece that said AirPods are dangerous because they go in your ear, but they don't seal your ear. And as a result, people tend to listen too loud, damaging their ear. These don't go in your ear at all. They go over your ear. This light titanium band holds them in place. Oh. So they're great for exercise. They're great for runners or bicyclers outside because you could still hear traffic. You can hear people. You can hear sirens. So you're not at risk when you're wearing your headphones. You're not isolated from the world. But the music sounds great. It's also great for phone calls. And I use these for all my conference calls. At home, it has multi-point pairing, so I have it paired to my phone, but also to my Macintosh. And when I'm doing a conference call, I wear these. They're so comfortable, I often forget to take them off. Wireless Bluetooth 4.1, multi-point pairing, as I mentioned. IP55 certified. That means they repel sweat, dust, and moisture, so you can run in the rain. You don't have to worry about sweating during your workout. They're nicely covered with that soft touch finish, which repels moisture anyway and never feels, you know, icky or sweaty. And because they're not in your ear, I feel like these are just made for exercise. 6 hours of continuous music and calls on a single charge. 10-day standby time. They charge fast, too, just about an hour and a half. I always have them plugged in, so when I'm running out the door, when I'm getting ready for a conference call, they're ready to go. And, of course, a hassle-free 2-year warranty. Aftershocks. They spell it S-H-O-K-Z. They're safer for driving. They're safer for running or biking. It's what I and they're the most comfortable headphones you'll ever wear. And if you're worried that the sound on your cheekbones, which is where the sound comes through, isn't going to be good enough. Not only is it good, they come with a little bit of earplugs.
Oh.
And when you put in the earplugs, you realize, oh, it isn't coming. Not only is it not coming through my ear holes, it sounds better with the earplugs in. So maybe that is what I should do on the airplane. Wear earplugs and wear my Aftershocks. We got a great deal on the Aftershocks tech bundle right now. You get the Trex Airs, the ones I'm holding. A pop socket for your phone. Every phone has to have a pop socket. A large portable storage case. I use that. It's silicone. It's great. And a portable power bank so you can keep them charged. Mm. And a travel tumbler insulator so you can announce to the world, you too are an Aftershocks fan. I'm a massive Aftershocks fan. When I discovered these, I stopped using everything else. Go to iostoday.aftershocks.com. Use the code iostoday at checkout for $50 off that tech bundle. That's, I'm sorry to say, offer only valid in the U.S., but we love our Aftershocks. And even if you're not in the U.S., you ought to get some. iostoday.aftershocks.com. And the code iostoday gives you $50 off the tech bundle. Love my Aftershocks. You will, too. Thank you, Aftershocks, for making a great product. I want everybody to know about it. Do you have a pair?
No.
We got to get you a pair because...
I'd like to give them a listen for sure.
You will really be amazed. And, man... I know you used to write the transcriptions of the Apple calls.
That would be nice for that.
What a pain to have to. Yeah, where Oof. No, this they're light. Your ears breathe. People can talk to you, and you're still hearing. I mean, they're fantastic. All right, since we're all down under today, it's time to put on your special Aussie cap. I'm going to do it with the flap up version. How do we have matching Aussie caps? This is a little weird. I'm just going to say.
Aww.
We're app capped today to show you our apps of the week. Like a sergeant, why don't you commence? Mate.
I'll get started.
Yeah, put your app on the Barbie.
Right.
And I apologize to all our Australian listeners, of whom there are a great
many.
Oh,
my Lord. Now I can't even think of what my app cap is. Okay, I am talking ScanBot, folks.
Oh, I love ScanBot.
ScanBot. So we talked travel, and this one made sense to me. If you're traveling, and it's for business in particular, then you may have some... things that need to get expensed, or you may have not known that you had to pay a cash toll when you crossed the bridge.
I hate it when that happens.
And so you got a yellow card and it said, hey, go to this website and pay this toll, you dummy, which may or may not have happened to me. I don't know. And so being able to have that available with a simple scan is very nice. So ScanBot is pretty neat because of it's not just the fact that I can take a photo and scan. It's the smart sort of AI machine learning features that are built into it. By setting down a form, a piece of paper, a receipt, what have you, as I start to scan, and of course I don't have a piece of paper in front of me to do this, but as I start to scan, it will automatically show the lines around the photo, the receipt, whatever it might be, and you can set it so that it automatically scans for you automatically. I just said automatically twice. So that it automatically scans for you without having to think about it.
I wish I had a receipt. I don't save receipts.
I should have thought of one here. I've got an idea.
Yeah. You should have been saving receipts this whole time.
Yes, and I do have some, but I'm not going to put those on. Instead, I will use this piece of paper as an example.
Okay. So it sees a piece of paper.
Of course, now...
But you know, it knows there's no writing on it. You can't fool the ScanBot.
Yeah.
The ScanBot will not be fooled.
I think it's because I just updated with iOS.
Oh, iOS 13 is breaking everything today.
It is.
I'm going to look at my wallet, but I'm pretty sure I didn't save any receipts.
So, okay, here we go. I can show this. So typically it does an auto detection feature.
Yeah. Our entire social media team is in here taking
very
photos
excited about
because we're wearing
hats.
Matching hats.
But if I tap detect here, you can see that it automatically moved those little pick and move spots from the outside.
Oh, look,
it adjusted
it, did
it automatically to
it did it.
The
that's good.
Page. And so, you know, you might have crumb edges that are a little
crumbly,
crumpled up.
Like that.
And I can take that.
Fix it.
And move it down.
Yeah, because you don't want the boss to see the crumples.
Exactly. And then I tap done, and it automatically
so
resizes it.
It scans anything, though. It's not just
yes.
receipts.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just receipts. It's not just documents. It's whatever you want to put in front of it. What it's smart about is knowing when you've got, you know, a piece of paper or something like that. But the filtering features are what I like. So I can automatically adjust those for grayscale, for just black and white, and change brightness, color, and contrast. It does those automatically as well. And then saving them. It automatically pops up some different information
that
you might
look
have.
At the tags.
All these different tags based on the date,
that's
where
fantastic.
You've been. And
what
then
an
last but not least
yeah.
is that all of my things in my library, OCR text recognition.
Nice.
So I can look for those later.
Nice.
That is ScanBot. It does have an in-app purchase that makes it even more powerful. But just those simple...
Can you do business cards with it?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
That's
and
a great
automatically
way to
add
get...
those to contacts yeah. and everything.
People hand me business cards, and I almost always want to just give them back.
Yeah.
Because they're expensive. I know how much they cost nowadays. It's like 50 cents to a buck per business card. And I'm thinking, boy, if you handed out 100 business cards at this meeting, you're spending some money. So I always take a picture of it and hand it back.
That's nice.
I'm
that's
a nice guy.
Of you, Leo.
I know. ScanBot will make it easier.
Can I have your business card?
Oh, I don't have a business card. What do I need a business card?
Exactly. Why do we need those?
People will just contact me, and I don't want that.
Oh, no.
So Apple's 10th anniversary of the App Store, because remember, we just had the 10th anniversary, or actually the 12th anniversary, didn't we, 2007, of the iPhone coming out. I got that one wrong. And it took them a little while to get the App Store out. For
yes.
a couple of years, you had to use the iPhone without apps.
Was it the perfect solution?
Yeah, I think Steve Jobs said, oh, you don't need apps. You just need websites. Thank goodness they finally came out with the App Store. And one of the very first apps was Texas Hold'em. And in honor of the 10th anniversary, Apple is bringing back the ultimate in skeuomorphic applications.
You can literally feel it on the screen.
You can feel it. Let me turn up the sound because it's got a kind of funky piano. Yeah, there you go. You feel like you're in a... a Vegas saloon. It's got single player, multiplayer, which is really cool. Do you have to have it? Let's see.
Oh, no.
Or is
Let's
it going to do this
again.
On the internet? Oh, yeah. So let's quit multiplayer right now. Because I don't want to play any real people. Let me abandon the game I'm playing right now because I want to show you one of the cool things about this. This has a variety of locations. You'll start in the garage, but as you get better and better... You can move to the aquarium. Okay, maybe not a great place. A cruise ship. Oh, now we're in Paris, Casablanca, an ice bar, probably in Moscow, Roppongi, Tahiti, Las Vegas, or Macau. But an important thing to point out is as you move up, the buy-ins move up and the blinds move up, but you can get a reward. So the way they've done this, which is great, is, you know, I can't play there. I have to play in the garage to start.
Oh, you're still in the garage.
No buy-in because I got no money. And I only get $125 for first place. But it is really fun. Okay, tap the pot to see the total. I'm playing Miggy, Carlos, Tony, Whitney, Darla, Aaron, Phil, and Holly.
Whitney's wearing our hat.
Yeah. Now, you can choose. You don't get to take a picture of yourself. You choose from some characters. And you said I should be the hoodie guy, so... I thought...
Hoodie Guy's amazing.
I kind of look like Hoodie Guy, don't I? all right. Ooh, I got 8-9 suited. I'm in on this one. Let's tap the chips and bet $80. I'm going to call them. So some people are folding. To fold, you just swipe the cards in. It's got a very easy mechanics, and it really is skeuomorphic. You're sitting at a table with other poker players. Now, the bets to me, I only have 9 and 20 in my chip pot. It's just me and Miggy. He raised it $190. Boy, I'm gonna raise him back. In fact, let me go all in.
He could go all the way.
All right, and he folded. I chased him. You know, Miggy did not have a strong hand. Now I'm getting there, But we got to get some people out of the game. So let's see if we can play another hand. It is Texas Hold'em. You know, you have five cards. You get two in your hand. You got to bet on those first two. And then they're going to show you the river, three more cards. And then you're going to get one more after that. Let's see if we can get through a whole hand here. I'll bet this junky hand. Normally, I would just do this, throw it. Oh, too bad I threw it in. Let's try again. Another junk hand. All right, I'm going to play this one. I don't want to because she raised it $140. Holly looks like she might be really got something.
Can't see her eyes. Don't know what she's thinking.
I know. Can't see anything of me. I completely covered up everything. All right. It is $240 to call. I'm going to do that. Oh, he raised it. Miggy is really, you know what? I chased Miggy last time. Let me just increase the bet a little bit there. See if we could chase Miggy again. Yep. Bye-bye, Miggy. And bye-bye, Holly.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty easy on a junk hand, but I still want to show you the full game. So let's play one more hand. You see how addictive this is.
Yeah.
Finally, I got a queen king. I'm going to get in there for $20. Let's see if we can get at least to the river. All right, Miggy doesn't fold on anything. He's in fact raised me. So did Whitney. Holly raised $280. I'm gonna call to stay in because I want to see Miggy folds again. Miggy is basically an empty tent. Okay, Holly, Whitney raises another $120. Let's play that much just to see the flop. That's the flop rather, not the river. And then, looks like might have an inside straight, not much else. $80. She obviously did not get the card she was hoping for, so I'm going to call her. Let's see what we get on the river. There's the turn. 6, 7, 9. I still need that 8. Or, I mean, the 10. You think I'm going to get the 10?
I hope.
Or a king? I'm going to call her. 10 would give me a straight pair of queens, though. I bet you got the hand here. Ooh, let's see if we can get her to throw in a little more. She went all in. Oh, a pair of kings beats my pair of queens. I am out of the game. Oh, no, I didn't go all in. Whew. That was a relief.
Yes.
Anyway, you get the idea. Now I'm going to have to remember my poker terms. That is, what do you call that? The flop. Then the next one is the turn. And then the last one is the river.
Oh.
Flop, turn, river.
Flop, turn,
all right.
River.
It's a good idea to play this game 100 times before you watch it on TV, 1,000 times before you actually bet any real money on it. If you like Texas Hold'em, which is a really fun form of poker, and this is, they've done a nice job. The music gets a little tiring because it never changes. To go all in, drag all your chips. Why not? A 2-3. What could beat a 2-3? I just think I dumped myself out of that. Wouldn't it be funny? Oh my God, I just got it straight. I won. You can't. You know what? You can't beat drawing skills. That's the key in poker. Got to have great skills at drawing cards. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the hat that won the game. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yep.
Thank you all for joining us on iOS today. Thank you for being so kind to Micah and welcoming him to our new family. Megan, we'll have Megan back. In fact, I'm going to take a little time off, and I think Megan's going to come in at the end of the month.
Really?
Yeah.
How exciting.
So we'll have Megan back so you can say a proper goodbye to her. Hey, welcome, Micah Sargent, and the new iOS today. We do iOS today still.
Oh,
look, they even got your picture in there.
That's so fast.
Nice.
Look at that.
We do iOS today every Tuesday around about 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time, 1600 UTC. If you want to tune in, twit.tv/live. We have live audio and video of the show. You can also, if you want to email us your questions, your comments, your suggestions. Yes. And I would love to get more audio and video questions.
Can we like put it back? Is it on me? All right. Listen, I'm begging you. I'm not too proud to beg y'all.
Give him a single, man.
Give us some audio. Give us some video.
Let's see those eyes.
Please. Yeah. Are
He's
they
not actually
attention
looking at
detection?
You.
Yeah. I'm looking below the camera, but you can't tell. Send us in some audio and video. We love to be able to hear those, play those back, and
so
answer your questions. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And
oh, now we're
also,
pushing.
There we go.
Please. There you go.
Can you play In the Arms of an Angel? Doo-doo. Yeah. So please go ahead and send those in. We would love it. I'm getting a little uncomfortable.
So much.
But so is Leo. We're both sweating. But yeah, send in those videos. We really would love love that.
Make them 30 seconds or less. Start them with your first name and city only. And you can email, either record them and put them on YouTube or email them directly to iostoday@twit.tv. On-demand versions of the show are available at our website, twit.tv/iOS, or in your favorite podcast application. In fact, may I encourage you to subscribe? That way you don't want to miss a single episode. You'll get it every Tuesday afternoon. The minute it's available, open your podcast app or go to twit.tv/subscribe, and we've got all the information there. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. And now here's a part of the show where we throw the hats. Bye-bye.